What's it like to have seen all the different sorts of people that have either chipped in what they can or just offered their best wishes to you? What's that like?
Yeah, you know, I think that's been the best part of this whole thing. I mean, of course, you know, 4 months ago it was a staggering number to try to even contemplate. And even before that, the, you know, the being so hard to even for Melissa and I to even decide what to do next. You know, were we going to remortgage the house? What were we going to do? And it wasn't until having a bunch of people step forward and say, you know, don't do this on your own. There's people out there that want to help and help a good cause and especially help children. So when we took to the campaign, we never even believed in our wildest dreams that, number one, we would be where we are today so fast. But number two, the amazing stories that came out of this. I mean, we've had car shows being held for Bentley in as far east as Cornwall and as far west as Vancouver that raised, you know, $2,000, $2,500 and $7,000 respectively. You know, we've had people in Guelph hold movie nights in their backyards where they were taking admission and selling popcorn, and camp kids doing garage sales, local families doing garage sales, you know, kids showing up to events that we're at and giving their birthday money. I mean, the stories have been so phenomenal, and Melissa and I are finding a way that's the best way possible to kind of collect all of this, and, you know, to share with Bentley. I mean, Bentley's only going to be four in December. We really want to share these stories and the cards that he's received and the letters. I mean, it's overwhelming. And the number of companies that have stepped in, you know, from Granite Homes, to the Obsidian Group, to even local things. So Bentley's a twin. We've had the Multiples Association in Guelph step up and do fundraisers for him as well. So it's, you know, I always tell people the stories are the best part of this whole thing. Yes, the surgery is great, but I mean, we couldn't even imagine the emotional journey that this has taken us on.
How's it been for Bentley seeing these people, you know, really, I guess, take to his story and really offer the support network in a way?
Yeah, you know, he gravitates towards people, and he seems to really thrive off of the attention and really loves the energy. He really brings a positive energy. So whenever we're out meeting people, whether that was at the golf tournament or it's at other events, you know, he's got this spark about him that I think you know, that drives him forward, but also draws people to him. And you know, he's grown so much in the last couple of months, and you know, having exposure to all these people, and you know, he's very social, so it's great to see and great to have people have that ability to have an interaction with him, because he's just so much fun and has such a charisma about him.
So December 15th is the day. What's that hold in store?
Sure. So December 15th is the actual selective dorsal rhizotomy surgery, or SDR. So that occurs that day. So we're going to arrive as a family just before that. To do all the pre-op appointments. So that's the major surgery, the longest surgery he's going to have. And that's the one that's really going to eliminate the spasticity that's going to allow him to walk. On the 24th, on Christmas Eve, he's booked in for a follow-up procedure, which is called tendon lengthening, which just kind of complements the SDR procedure that had been done. And that together will get him to where he needs to be, where we can start rehab right away, actually, in St. Louis, and get him to the goal of walking on his own.